Word only.
It's huge, New York. Huge.
Here we go.
Everybody ready?
Tick, 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 tick.
This is Disturbing the Peace.
New ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1. I love me some Toad the Wet Sprocket. I'm not even lying to you. This is good. This is good right here. Yeah, I like this. I had this on the iPod. This is on the iPod.
It was on my iPod also. That's where I got it from.
This is from the iPod. It was on the originally found, by the way, on the Friends television show soundtrack. That's where you got this. There was a Hootie also on that soundtrack, for those of you keeping track of your obscure mid-90s bands. All right, let's talk a little. What? It's a good song,
no,
man.
No, I agree. I just think us two with our useless knowledge of music is unbelievable. And by the way, you did hear Color Me Bad.
Yes.
In the open there.
And that is good stuff, too. Actually, we were supposed to see Hootie with Toad, by the way, in college. Hootie canceled. It was right when he was getting popular, Toad played with Letters to Cleo, which was kind of a downer because I really was expecting to see Hootie. So there you go.
I saw Hootie and the Blowfish at Darien Lake.
I later saw Hootie and the Blowfish. I will say that, too. So enough music. We've got to get back to sports. That's what we're here for on Disturbing the Peace. I am Steve. That is Paulie. Chris is out. We're talking a lot today about the report that the Big East has invited Villanova to be a member of the conference.
I love it.
In a football capacity.
Love it.
You're a fan.
Chris, I'm a huge fan. I don't like anything. I love this idea.
All right. Well, you're looking at it maybe as another team that Syracuse can actually beat in that conference. So let's see what Chris Lane of the Nova blog thinks. Chris, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for being on. So a pretty big deal if Nova decides to take this. What's the vibe coming out of Philadelphia? Do you think it's likely that they would accept something like this? And give us your guys' vibe.
I think, just overall, it's a very exciting day, all across Nova Nation. All the social media outlets exploded this morning when the news came out. To be honest, I think there's been a lot of chatter about it underground for a while. I think everybody's known that there's been some backroom dealings going on, but to have an official announcement that we are looking into it is obviously very exciting. I think everybody's very fired up. The biggest obstacle right now, I think, is just getting the Board of Trustees to approve such a decision. Obviously, the final decision is with them, and from the rumors going around, I think it's about a 50-50 split right now, whether that's actually going to happen for, a number of reasons.
Could you give us some of those reasons? Looking at it from a Villanova perspective, other than maybe being outmatched early on in being in the league, what's the downside for Villanova to do this?
Well, I think the biggest concern is the financial aspect of it. Obviously, we're a very small private school. We don't have a big alumni endowment. It's always been a struggle to get fundraisers going, and right now basketball, men's basketball, that is really the only very profitable program we have. So to, kind of take a leap of faith and say, hey, we're going to join FBS football, which obviously takes a lot of money up front to do, and hope that that return on the investment comes on down the line, is a pretty big risk for the people who are in charge of the school's well-being.
Where would they play is the question that I ask.
Yeah, so right now our current stadium is only 12,000, which is obviously below the FBS minimum, but there are a couple options out there. I think the best one that everybody would hope for would be to expand the current stadium to at least the minimum, and obviously more than that, try to get it up to around 30,000. That's really not feasible. There's a track at the stadium. We'd have to put end zone seating in. That would destroy the track, and we're right about out of land right now, so that's not going to be able to be an option. The last two options we have are Lincoln Financial Field downtown. The problem there is that Temple football is exclusive with them through 2017. And then finally, there's a new soccer stadium coming in Chester, Pennsylvania, which is about a half an hour away from campus. That seems like the most feasible option. It seats 19,000, and it can get up to about 25,000, we're told, if we were to expand some of the stands for football.
And now, okay, we're talking about it from our perspective, from the Big East perspective, from Syracuse already in Big East football. We like it on a couple of different levels. First, right off the bat, just kind of the built-in rivalry. You have it through basketball. Does that carry over to football? What do you guys think? Do you think you come into the Big East football world and those rivalries can carry over? Will you hate Syracuse football if you get in?
Well, you know, knowing a couple of your bloggers already, I think I would step right into that role and definitely hate you guys right off the bat. But, yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is we do want those rivalries. Right now, we have great rivalries in basketball with you guys and Georgetown, who's obviously not coming up in football. We can both laugh about that one. you know, we'd like to keep that going, but, you know, playing Delaware every year, that's a big local rivalry. We like to get excited about that, but we definitely want to step up and, you know, be known as one of the big boys.
If this were to happen, have you heard any kind of time frame? We heard from the athletic director that said they're obviously going to do an in-depth evaluation, make sure it makes sense for the school. What's the expected turnaround on something like this to give an answer to the Big East?
I've read in a couple different places today that the Big East would like an answer by the end of this football season, yes or no. I think that's a very reasonable time frame in terms of moving up and actually joining the conference. I would think maybe, you know, 2-3 years maximum down the line from there just to get everything set up.
Go ahead.
That's what I was going to say. Gut feeling, do you think Nova joins the Big East?
Gut feeling, I do think they join the Big East. I think there's just too much mounting pressure. Everybody, it seems, from the alumni base and the current student body, faculty, everybody wants this. Everybody's looking for it for a long time. I know when I was a student there, the one big thing I was missing was football. On Saturdays, it was, okay, let's go watch college football on TV instead of let's go down and rock out at the stadium all day.
And might as well hit you up on this. How's Nova basketball looking coming into this year?
I think if possible, we're probably a little underrated, even though we're a top 10 team. Doesn't seem like anything, you know, anything is being talked about regards to us. But I think we might have a numbers crunch. I don't know if you guys heard, but one of our top freshmen just went down, had surgery today on his legs for stress fractures. He may be out for the season. So we may be a little thin on numbers, but I think we're going to be a little underrated. We might be struggling to start the season as we figure out how to replace Scotty Reynolds. But I think by the time the Big East rolls around, we'll be gelling and, you know, a force to be reckoned with.
Well, hopefully we get to talk to you during basketball season and football season in the near future.
You know, Coach Boeheim just called and said, we ain't scared. He just wanted us to let you know. he just checked in. So thank you very much, Chris Lane from the Nova blog, calling in on the USA DataNet guest line today. We appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
What are you guys thinking? 4-ESPN-44-437-7644. Nova in Big East for football. Obviously, far.